from the government's announcement yesterday, it seems that one of the biggest winners out of all of this is the clean energy industry. The Prime Minister mentioned solar, she mentioned wind, she mentioned geothermal as well. Russell Marsh is the Policy Director with the Clean Energy Council and our first guest this morning. Russell Marsh, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What does this announcement mean for clean energy in Australia, do you believe?
The package is a great package for the clean energy industry in Australia. It's effectively going to turbocharge the deployment of clean energy technologies over the next decade.
Does it mean one clean energy technology over another, or are all going to benefit equally, do you believe?
No, I think all are going to benefit equally. The package puts in place measures to support technologies that can be deployed now, so things like wind and solar, but also is putting a lot of money aside to bring forward those technologies that aren't yet able to be deployed at scale yet, so things like large-scale solar, geothermal, and wave power, things like that. So the emerging technologies also get a big boost from the package.
Do those technologies get a bit of an extra boost, Russell? And I ask that because there is talk about the closure or the long-term planned closure of some of the coal-fired power stations and the need for replacement baseload.
Yeah, well, obviously all the elements of the package do help clean energy, both in terms of the fact we now have a carbon price, which means that the fossil fuel energy will be more expensive and will make clean energy cheaper, and the fact that there is a potential that will close down some of our coal-fired baseload power stations, and that will need to be replaced with some capacity, and there are renewable energy technologies that could replace that capacity.
Is it right that along with the fund that comes from this, you retain the renewable energy targets?
That's right. That's something that we fought very hard for, is to keep the renewable energy target in place and the mechanism in place to drive achievement of the renewable energy target, because our view was that you wouldn't get the deployment of renewable energy without such a target still being in place alongside a carbon price.
When will you expect the industry to start pumping the money in? You say this is going to turbocharge clean energy. Is it not going to be seen until we actually see the package through Parliament and about to be implemented?
Well, clearly there is a way to go in terms of getting the package implemented and getting some of the agencies in place that are going to deliver some of the money. But I think clearly it means that the industry can look forward to the future with a bit more confidence and actually start thinking about taking some of those projects forward to the next stage.
There are lots of wind energy projects which have sort of been sidelined a bit with some of the discussions that have been going on for the last 6 to 12 months. Would you expect most of those to spring to life again?
The issue with wind is twofold. One is the issue around the rent and the certainty in the energy market, and the package announced yesterday will give some certainty back to that market. Because there's a lot of things going on at a state level in terms of state planning conditions. So there's a bit of a way to go before we have complete certainty about what's going to happen with the wind energy industry.
Is that looking like it's going to be resolved with the state government at all?
Yeah, we think so. We're expecting announcements in the not-too-distant future around what the final planning package, if you like, for wind is going to be.
As far as geothermal, how much potential is there for that in Victoria, Russell Marsh? Can it replace the coal fire?
There is potential for geothermal in Victoria. There's a couple of companies who are looking at exploiting the heat under the ground. It can replace coal fire power stations. But I think you have to look at it. We're not looking at necessarily one technology. What we're talking about is a whole suite of different technologies in the renewable energy space that together can actually generate a large amount of our energy that we need across Australia.
Can renewable energy replace baseload coal eventually? That's what the Greens are saying they want as a longer term target, even longer than this current plan is. But can it ever happen, do you believe?
Yes, it can do. There are technologies that can provide baseload power for renewable energy, such as geothermal and biomass and larger scale solar technologies, which are looking at incorporating storage technologies within that. But there are technologies that can provide what we call baseload power. We actually think that as we go forward over the next 2 decades, baseload power will cease to actually be a concept. It's a concept that exists to keep things like coal-fired power stations running, because they have to run 24 hours a day to be effective. But actually, when you have renewable energy and a much more active network, you actually don't need to have as much baseload power in the system as we do today.
All right. You're an industry body, essentially the Clean Energy Council. Russell, now that this has been announced, what does your organisation do?
Well, obviously we need to look at the detail of the package that came out yesterday, and obviously there's a way to go in terms of implementing, and in particular looking at the structure of some of the agencies. They talked about setting up ARENA and the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, and obviously how those operate and how those actually disperse the funds will be a crucial point of the debate going forward.
All right. Is Australia, if this all goes to plan, as was announced yesterday, is Australia going to be a world leader on all of this stuff?
Certainly could say Australia would be a world leader. There are other countries that have been doing a lot of what Australia's talking about doing now for many years, but I think it will indicate that Australia's keen to catch up with the rest of the world.
All right. Russell Marsh, thanks for your time.